This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Remember when you were growing up and you were a young person in school, you studied World War II for the first time, and you learned that an entire nation of people committed mass genocide against another group of people just because of who they were or what their religion or ethnicity was. Remember that first time you saw that? And you probably thought to yourself, whoa, man, those people in the past, they were crazy. How did they ever get whipped up into that kind of violence and fervor to want to kill a bunch of people that are different from them, right? Well, the answer is right in front of you because it's happening again. The radical lunatic left is now calling for violence against all conservatives for being conservative. They want to mass murder all Trump supporters, all Christians, all gun owners. They call for death camps for Trump supporters. And recently at a fundraising event, I think it was in New York, for a Democrat, they staged a mock assassination of President Trump as part of the fundraising event. That's right. They murdered the president to raise money for a Democrat. This is America. Left-wing media is pushing hatred, bigotry, and intolerance on the left. And the leftists are lapping it up. Oh my gosh, they're loving it. And they're turning into the most intolerant, the most dangerous, the most hate-filled bigots that we've seen since, well, 1939, 1940 through 45, you know, World War II. Bigoted fascism, violence, and groupthink that's pushed by the corporate-controlled media. That's what happened in World War II. Fascism was the creation of an authoritarian state to deperson people who didn't fit the narrative that they wanted everybody to worship. The depersoning of Jewish people is exactly the same pattern of the modern day depersoning of conservatives and Trump supporters. And what the left wants to carry out in America is another Holocaust, except they want to make it much bigger this time. In World War II, of course, Adolf Hitler and his people, not just the military, but the citizens went along with it. Don't forget, they murdered 6 million Jews, according to history. The leftists in America today want to murder far more than 6 million people. They would like to murder at least 60 million. They want you dead. If you don't believe everything that they believe, if you don't believe that men can get pregnant and have babies, if you don't believe that 12-year-old children should be, you know, groomed for pedophilia and transgenderism, then they want to kill you. If you don't believe that every citizen should be disarmed and become a slave to the state, then they want to kill you. If you don't believe that every child should be vaccinated with an endless stream of toxic vaccines, even when some of them are maimed and killed or made autistic, then they want to kill you. The left wants you dead. And the way we know that is, of course, they're already depersoning you. So the left says that if you're a conservative or a Trump supporter or a Christian or a gun owner, that you have no right to speak. You have no right to exist online. You have no right to post videos on YouTube. They deplatform you everywhere. But it's worse than that. They say you have no right to engage in transactions in an economy. They're deplatforming people from banks. And the credit card companies are deplatforming small businesses over transactions. If they don't like your politics, you're cut off from the ability to engage in commerce. If you're in an organization, you will lose career advancement for not being a radical left-wing conformist. If you support Trump, you will be fired from your job. You will be doxxed. You'll be blacklisted. You'll be slandered and smeared, threatened with violence, and possibly we'll have protesters outside your home calling for you to be killed. That's the left. That's the new, quote, tolerant left. And don't they act just like the brown shirts of Adolf Hitler? Don't they act just like fascists? Sure they do. because they have the same mentality. They have the same goal, which is the extermination of their political enemies, mass genocide. But of course, in order to accomplish the genocide in America, they first have to disarm the very people that they plan to mass murder. So they have to take your guns first. And in order to take your guns, they have to stage some mass shootings, mass killings. They have to kill real people and make it as bloody and as emotionally powerful as possible, and then call for all law-abiding citizens to turn in their guns, even though law-abiding citizens had nothing to do with the violence. This is not about protecting the public. This is about disarming the people that they, the left, want to mass murder. They have to take your guns before they can kill you. Because, of course, armed citizens might fight back against tyranny and mass murder and genocide. Huh, imagine that. What a thought. If only somebody in American history had thought of that before. Oh, wait, the Founding Fathers did think of that, and that's why we have a Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is there to encourage Americans to stop tyranny, to stop mass genocide, to stop violence and murder, which is exactly what the left is calling for. What a mind game, that the left has swallowed. They've been whipped up into violence. This is how you can understand World War II now. You can understand how it happened, even though it's sickening and insane. But you can see how it could have happened. See, Adolf Hitler controlled the media, just like the left wing in America today controls the media. Adolf Hitler controlled the TV shows, the comedy, the culture, and even science. Just like the radical left in America today controls all those institutions. Late-night comedy, Hollywood, movies, Netflix, television, science, medicine, vaccines, even the very definition of what's a fact, because we have left-wing fact-checkers that are laughable jokes when it comes to actual fact-checking, of course. But they claim that their facts are the real facts because they're the fact-checkers. Of course, there are no checkers to check the fact-checkers, which means the fact-checkers' facts are not really checked, are they? They're lies. But you already knew that. This is all the same stuff that we saw before in history. This is World War II over again. This is the communist revolution of Maoist China all over again. This is the Stalinist revolution of the 1930s all over again. Oh, and by the way, in the Stalinist, well, at least one phase of that revolution, what was called the Great Terror, the communists went out and rounded up and mass murdered about 700,000 people across the Soviet Union, people that they thought might speak out against the communist regime. So they just rounded them up and they murdered them or threw them into gulags. So there you go, 700,000 dissidents who were denied their speech rights and, of course, didn't have Second Amendment rights because those didn't exist in the Soviet Union at the time. And then, of course, they were depersoned and then they were mass murdered. Huh, just the same as the plan of Democrats today. When you see somebody who says they are Democrat, it's important to understand that the name Democrat means mass murderer. It means authoritarian slaughter. Democrat really means demon rat. They are demons. They promote violence. They are rats. Actually, they're worse than rats. I mean, rats don't murder their own babies. Rats actually try to take care of their children. They don't give live birth to their own babies and then stab them in the heart with scalpels and celebrate it on TV. But liberals do that. Democrats do that. Democrats are evil, criminally insane, mentally ill, murderers and promoters of violence, propaganda, indoctrination of children, pedophilia of children, human trafficking, the murder of infants, and of course, Satanism on top of all that, because Democrats hate God, they hate the Bible, they hate Christians, they hate America, they hate free speech, and they hate the Second Amendment, and they hate you, and they want to murder you. So when you hear the name, the label Democrat, just understand that's synonymous now with mass murder. Democrats are murderers. Democrats are deranged. Democrats are mentally ill. They are criminally insane. And if you want to live at all, if you want to have any life or have a country, you need to defeat the Democrats at every opportunity. Vote them out of office at every election. Even if you normally don't vote, go in and vote just to vote down the Democrats. Don't give them a dime of your money. Don't give them one vote ever for the rest of your life. And openly expose them for what they are. Genocidal murderers, clinically insane, deranged, violent lunatics, closet communist pinkos, and mass murderers and murderers of children. That's who they really are. And they hate everything that the rest of us value. We value life, they hate life. We value liberty, they hate liberty. We value America, oh my God, they hate America. We love the American flag, they hate the American flag. It triggers them. We love God, oh gosh, they hate God. We love freedom of speech, we honor it, they despise it. We love self-responsibility and self-defense, oh my gosh, they hate it. They hate self-defense. They want you to be completely vulnerable to all the violent illegals who they are trying to bring into this country in massive numbers. They want a wave of illegals to come in and rape your daughters and shoot your dog and steal your stuff and murder you in the street, and you won't be able to do a damn thing about it because they don't want you to have the right to self-defense. They say that would be racist for you to defend yourself. Nope, you have to be murdered, slaughtered, raped, whatever. That's the way to be tolerant, according to the left. This is what they want. This is who they are. They're not even human. They're beneath humans. They're beneath rats, actually. As I mentioned before, even rats don't murder their own young. Democrats are demon rats. Defeat them at every opportunity, or you will have nothing left that you value. Nothing. They will take it all from you. If they gain power, they will destroy everything that you value. Have no illusions. You can hear more of my podcast, if you dare, at the Health Ranger Report channel. It's actually hrreport@brighttown.com. And I also want you to read my websites, newstarget.com and naturalnews.com. God bless America, okay? Defend your nation and understand that the left is coming to kill you, but they have to take your guns first. Do not let them accomplish either of those goals. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com, we are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com.